Okay, we're beginning here with the two dots on the bottom of Tet Amud Bet. Gemara says, Itmar, Shachata Lishma, Lizrok Dama, Shalo Lishma. So here we have a case where instead of having a machshava about the avoda that you're involved in, you're having a machshava about another avoda. So until this point in time, we've spoken about Shechita by itself, Zrika by itself. If you have a machshava, Shalo Lishma, that would either be posel by the Chatat in the Pesach, or it would be kasher below alul balim by other korbanot. Over here, at the time of shechita, you did it fine, but you had machshava to do the zrika dama shelo lishma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar psula. Rabbi Yochanan says that's problematic. Rish Lakish Amar ksheira, and Rish Lakish says it's fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar psula michashvin miavoda leavoda, because you're able to have a machshava from one avoda to another. Beyofinan mimachshavet pigul. And we learn that out from the case of Pigul, and Rish Lakish Amar Ksheira, that it's fine, a machshavin mi avoda li avoda, you can't have a thought from one avoda to another avoda, velo yofina mi machshavet Pigul, and you're unable to learn from Pigul. So over here, the machloket revolves around two pieces. First of all is Pigul. Pigul is a concept that we'll get to later on in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, which is that if a person has a machshava during the time that they're doing the avodot, in order to eat, either outside of the time period that it is allotted, there's also what's called chutz limkomo, which is a slight variation of that. Now, whether it's he's thinking about eating of the mizbeach, or the eating of the person, either one of those can cause a problem. So at the time of shechita, if he has in mind to eat the korban outside of the allotted time that is allowed to eat that korban, or he intends to put on the Mizbeach, the Chalavim and the Emurim that belong to the Mizbeach, outside of the time period in which it is allowed to be placed on the Mizbeach. Or, and this is the last one, somewhat, according to Rashi, is subsumed under this category, as Achilat Mizbeach, is that he's going to do the Zrikat Adam, Michutz Lizmano. He's going to do the Zrikat Adam outside the time period that is allotted. Now, with regards to Pigul, one can have that Makshaba and Shechita. While they're doing the Shechita, they have in mind to do these other things outside of their allotted time. And it creates pigul, the korban is pasul, and if one eats the korban, then they're going to be chayav karet. So by pigul, we know that there is what's called machshava me'avoda le'avoda. You can't think in one avoda, shechita, and think about a different avoda, which is zrika. Question is, can you apply that also here by the case of lodishma? Though that we've dealt with lodishma within its own category, question is, can you now do it outside of your category? If you're doing shechita, can you have a machshava about zrikat hadam? So now Rabbi Yochanan says, we look at pigul and see that you have the capacity by pigul to think about something during shechita, zrikat hadam chutz lizmano, and it has impact. So the fact that you can do that during pigul shows you conceptually that you can have a machshava me'avoda le'avoda. Same thing over here. If you do the shechita lishma, think about zrikat shlo lishma, it will be binding and make the korban into a korban psula. Again, depending on which korban it is, if it's a chatat or pesach, it'll be psula. The other korbanot, it'll be kasher below alu de balim. Now then, Rish Lakish says that the comparison is flawed. And that is because the machshava by pigul is not really a machshava within the avodot. That is because it's a machshava in shechita about achila. It has nothing to do with the avodah being done. Zrika just happens to be a manifestation of achilat mizbeach. But the idea by pigul is that either achilat mizbeach or achilat adam is done chutz lizmano. But it's not about having a machshava from one avodah to another avodah. It's about having a machshava during one avodah about achilah. So it's not comparable to cases. And therefore, you can't extrapolate from pigul to the case of lodishma. And therefore, if you have a machshava by shechita of lishma, but thinking about zrikah shelo lishma, in that case, for a chatat and a pesach, it'll have no impact. And that means that also, by other korbanot, it's kasher v'alu de balim, meaning that your machshava during shechita has no impact on zrikah whatsoever, and it is completely ksheira. The Bali Tosafot point out, make an interesting point here, they say that if the principle by which Rabbi Yochanan makes a machshava from avoda to avoda, psula, by lo lishma, is from pigul, by pigul, we also know that you can't have a machshava about, for instance, kabbalat adam. If you do shechita lishma, al manat, that you're going to do the kabbalat adam shelo lishma, it should have no impact. Because by pigol, the machshava from shchita to kabbalah is not relevant. The only machshava that is relevant by pigol is from shchita to zrika, or anything to zrika, because zrika to dam is the one area where there's achilat mizbeach during the four avodot. And for that reason, he says that the only time that it should work, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is where you have a machshava during shchita that affects zrika, but not a machshava during shchita that affects kabbalah, and possibly not even during kabbalah for zrika would it be problematic. And he's doing that based on the paradigm of pigol. If the lishma is learned from pigol, it can't be better than pigol. The Karen Ora over here disagrees with the Balei Tosafot. Not fundamentally, because I think you could have disagreed with him fundamentally and just say that what pigol shows you is you have the capacity to think from one avoda to the other avoda. How that's manifest by lo lishma is different than by pigol. Pigol is only relevant by zrika. By lo lishma is relevant in all the avodot. You could have argued on the Tosafot fundamentally. He argues from the perspective that Yerushalmi brings two other reasons why Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's psula. And according to those other reasons, Kabbalah is not left out of the picture, and therefore he says that the conclusion of the Tosafot is not necessarily mukhrach, because that's only based on the reason we find here. If you use the other reasons for Rabbi Yochanan Shita, then you could even have it apply by Kabbalah Tadam. The Gemara says about this machloket Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Ba'azvu Tamayu. This is similar to another machloket that we find between Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, where they follow the same principle. To itmar, Shochetet Abeima, Amunat Yisrok Tama, Labudat Kochavim, Laktir Chalba, Labudat Kochavim. As Rashi explains over here, Yishochet Ebehemat Chulin. This is a regular behema that you want to eat that is chulin. But when you shech the animal, you do it in mind to do zrikat adam of this animal to avodah zarah, or to be makriv the chalavim la avodah zarah. So you didn't do anything in the shchita itself, meaning that the shchita itself was a kasher shchita, but you had in mind at that point in time that you're going to do something wrong afterwards. Now, even if you never do the zrikat adam later on, l'shem avodah zarah, as Rashi says over here, chishev lasod hazrika l'shem avodat kochavim, velo zarak. In the end, he never actually did the zrika. The machshava is enough. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan amar asura. It's problematic. Machshavim mi'avoda l'avoda. You can have a machshava during shkita that will be posel the shkita because of the machshava that you have by the zrikat adam. Yofina and chutz mipnim. And we can learn about the avodah zarah from things that go on inside of the mikdash. This is the principle that we saw in the Gemara of avodah zarah a number of times, which is that the avodah that's done in the mikdash sets a paradigm or a precedent for what's considered problematic when you do it to avodah zarah. So it's over here. Just like by pnim, pigul, you can have makshava me'avodah le'avodah. So to bachutz, you can have makshava me'avodah le'avodah. Resh Lakish amar mutaret, it is fine. E makshavim me'avodah le'avodah. You can't have a machshava from one avoda to another avoda, v'lo yofinan chutz mipnim. We don't learn. Pigul is not a precedent by which you can use to learn by avoda zarah. And again, here, Rish Lakish is likely arguing not that fundamentally you can't learn out chutz mipnim, but that pigul is not a good paradigm. Pigul has to do not with being machshava me'avoda le'avoda. It's really about a machshava about achilat mizbeach and achilat adam, which is not a precedent for avoda le'avoda. And therefore here, your shchita was done fine, and the animal is ksheira. Now, you have to assume two things here. Number one is that the individual himself hasn't done this before, because otherwise he'd be a mishumad, or a mumar le'avodah zarah. And if he does a shchita, when he's a mumar le'avodah zarah, it's not a shchita ksheira. So you have to assume that this is the first time he's doing it, so the shchita is ksheira. That's number one. Number two is, the Balei Tosafot point out, that even though Rish Lakish says that the animal is muteret, it's not a problem of tikrovet avodah zarah, but nevertheless, muter Rish Lakish techayav mita. The person who does this is subject to a death penalty. He may not be successful at what he does, but his intent was to do something that would result in a chiyuv mita, because he's worshipping avodah zarah. The example the Balei Tosafot bring is the case of when you worship a mountain. We saw in the Gemara in avodah zarah that you don't make the mountain asura when you worship the mountain. Nevertheless, if the person bows down to a mountain, they are worshipping avodah zarah, and they're going to be chayav mita for worshipping avodah zarah, even though their action has no impact in terms of making the har asura. So too over here, even though you have no impact in terms of making the animal, the behemah asura, nevertheless, it will be deemed as if you worshipped avodah zarah, and you'll be chayav mita for that. So even though Reish Lakish says you had no impact, you still did something wrong, which is going to result in you getting a death penalty. Even if you never did the Zvika Dadam, the intent to do it in this way is enough. As Rashi says over here, Chishev lasod Zvika l'shem avodat kochavim velo zarak. In the end, he never actually did the Zvika. The Machshava is enough. According to Reish Lakish, the only way you can make it a surah is if during Shkita you had in mind to do it l'avodah zarah, or you did a Zvika Dadam l'avodah zarah. And that, Rashi says, l'avodat kochavim asurah bahana'a kidin zivchei meitim. Zimchei meitim, yochin and shamsha megla arufa. So there's a din like zimchei meitim because of the intent to do the zrikat adam, the shame avodah zarah. Underlying this assumption in Rashi, or the explanation here, is that if you do zrikat adam, the shame avodah zarah, it makes the behema surah. I can understand that the zrikat adam itself makes the dam surah, but also makes you chayav avodah zarah. But why should it impact the animal itself? The dam is already removed from the animal. And you didn't do the shkita of the shema avodah zarah. But Rashi says this explicitly in the Gemara in Chulin and Lamed Tet Amud Bet, that an animal, when you are zorek dama l'avodah zarah, makes the animal asura. But many Rishonim disagree with Rashi on this point, and they say that you can't make a behema asura after shkita. Once it's shechted and the shkita was done properly, then you can't, through the zrikat adam later on, that is done be isur, make the animal into something that's asur because of zibchei meitim or avodah zarah. And the Balei Tosafot and Chulin say that the isur or the psula over here is the dam and not the korban itself. But what you have to say here is because the machshava was during shkita, which does have the capacity to be oser, even though the zrika itself would not be oser the beima, but if you do something that would be oser at the time of shkita, that would be impactful on the beima and make it asura. So even though you just did the Zvika Dadam, it wouldn't have impact on the Behema, that's just because you're just too late in the process. But here, where you got in early enough, at the time of Shechita, that would be sufficient to make the whole Behema Asura. Alright, so Gemara says, B'tzrichei, we need both of these. The Yishminim Baha, if you only told us about the case of Avodah Zarah, Baha, my Reish Lakish, that where Reish Lakish says we don't learn from Pigol, Aval Pnim Ipnim, in the case of Lolishma from Pigol, maybe over there he would agree. So this would suggest that you could have thought that Reish Lakish's argument was that we just don't learn chutz mi pnim. On the other hand, if it was pnim mi pnim, he would agree with it. Ema modi le Rabbi Yochanan. Then he would have agreed with Rabbi Yochanan. And the answer is that no, it has nothing to do with chutz mi pnim. It has to do more fundamentally with pigul not being a good precedent or paradigm to learn from. Beishminim ha, if we only had the first case for the case of lodi shema, the Hakama Rabbi Yochanan, there maybe Rabbi Yochanan says you can learn from Pigol of Al Bahai. In our case, in the case of the Shechita by the Behema, then Ema Modile the Reish Lakish. Maybe he agrees with Reish Lakish that Chutz Mipnim is not learned. Tzrichei, so we see again, Rabbi Yochanan believes that Pigol is a good precedent, whether you're talking about Lo Lishma Bifnim, or whether you're speaking about Shechita, Amanat Lizrok, Dama, Levorot Kuchavim, Bachutz. And Reish Lakish thinks it's not a good precedent in either of these cases, and that's why we need both cases to tell you that their machloket persists, both pnim bipnim and chutz mipnim, which means that it's nothing to do with those issues. The real issue is whether pigo is a good paradigm. Kiata Rabdimi Amar Meitiv Rabbi Yirmiya v'suya the Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yirmiya brought something in benefit of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eloah v'suya the Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Eloah did it in the benefit of Reish Lakish. So now, Meitiv, usually in the Gemara, is when you're asking a question. It's a question that's challenging an Amora from a Tanaic work. Over here, that's not what's happening over here. He's saying, Amar Meitiv, Rabbi Yirmiya, L'Suyele, Rabbi Yochanan, that they questioned or they were mefalpel on behalf of that party. And so Rabbi Yirmiya did it in favor of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Eloah did it in favor of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiya, L'Suyele, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yirmiya did it in the benefit of Rabbi Yochanan. Umaba makom shimamar harini shochet chutz lizmano shehu kasher. So in a case where you do shechita, I'm not to do the shechita outside of the zman that is allotted, animal is kasher. Because makshevet chutz lizmano has no impact during shechita. That's not achilat adam, and that's not achilat mizbeach. In addition, depending on the girsa that you have in Rashi, there's also a problem, what's called mukach. Like Rabbi Shimon said by the Menachot yesterday, when you're shechting the animal, chutz lizmano, you're doing it right now. So you can't be the shechita to have in mind to do the shechita chutz lizmano if you're shechting the animal right in front of us. Your machshava is batel to the action that you're doing, which shows that you're not doing it that way. Therefore, it's kasher. Shechato al menat lizrok damo chutz lizmano. On the other hand, if you did shechita within having in mind to do the zrika the dam outside the allotted time, pasul makom shima mar enin shochet shlo lishmo pasul. In a case where you did shechita lo lishma, that would be problematic in of itself. Shechato al menat lizrok damo shlo lishmo enu din shei pasul. And certainly having a machshava from shechita to zrika should have impact. The havamina here in the Gemara is that the Kal v'chomer is going to work this way. If you take pigol, by pigol, the machshava by shechita is not impactful. That means that if you have a machshava in shechita, about shechita, has no impact whatsoever. On the other hand, if you have a machshava during shechita about zrikat adam, that is impactful. So now I come over to lo lishma. By lo lishma, you can have impact in shechita itself. You do a shechita shelo lishma, you make it psula. So that means if you can have impact in shechita, certainly you can have impact from shechita to zrika. That's the nature of the Kal v'chomer. Matkif lo rova bar iloi. Ma lo chutz l'zmano shekein karet. Wait a minute. Maybe chutz l'zmano has a chumra inside of it that allows it to work, that it has makshava me'avoda, the avoda. Because by the case of chutz l'zmano or pigol, if you're in violation of pigol and then eat that korban, you're chayav karet. That's a much higher form of punishment. And therefore, maybe because it's a higher form of punishment, it allows you to have makshava from shechita to zrika. But lo lishma, which just makes it psula, and will not result in a chiyuv karet, there maybe you can't have makshava me'avoda le'avoda. Elam arova bar ilai hochi kamar. Uma makom shemamar reini shochet chutz limkomo. The way I spoke to you about before, in the Torah, chutz limkomo is actually known as pigol. Lashon chachamim, pigol refers to chutz lizmano, and chutz limkomo is a different category. They both function the same way, which is you have a machshava during shechita in order to either eat outside of the time period, or chutz limkomo is to eat outside of the location where it is permitted. And again, it has to do with both achilat adam and achilat mizbeach. So that means that you either have in mind to eat the korban outside of the allotted time, that would be chutz lizmano, or you had in mind to eat the korban outside of the boundaries in which you are allowed to eat the korban, that's called chutz limkomo. And similarly with the mizbeach. By the mizbeach, if you have in mind to do the zrikat adam, or put the chalavim on the mizbeach outside of the allotted time to do it, that's called chutz lizmano. If you're going to do it outside of the allotted space, meaning on the mizbeach, you're going to plan on doing it somewhere else, that's called chutz limkomo. They both create a psul in the korban. The big difference between them is that chutz lizmano, which is pigol b'lashon chachamim, results in a chiyuv karet if you eat the basar or the korban afterwards. Chutz limkomo only results in a lav, not in a karet. In that way, you solve the problem of the question we had before. We brought a Kal v'chomer from chutz lizmano, and there we said maybe chutz lizmano or pigol is different because there's a chiyuv karet. Over here, we're dealing with chutz limkomo, where there is no chiyuv karet, and therefore the Kal v'chomer should work, which is, umam makom shimamar reini shochet chutz limkomo. The person says, I'm going to do shechita chutz limkomo, shu kasher. That doesn't affect the shechita. Again, for the same reasons. First of all, there's no achilat mizbeach or adam there, so the machshava doesn't have impact. In addition, as Rashi notes over here, the achazina bimkomo hu shochato. You can see he's shechting it in the right place. Even if he has in mind to shecht it somewhere else, he's shechting it right here now. So that upends his machshava. Shechato amenat lizrok damo chutz limkomo. On the other hand, if he shechts it with having in mind to do the zrikat adam outside of its normal location, off the mizbeach, pasul, there you create a pasul in the korban. So makom, by us, she'im amar eni shochet shelo lishmo, if he does the shechita shelo lishmo, shu pasul, over there he can be pasul the shechita itself, shachato menat zrok tamo shelo lishmo, enu din she pasul, then certainly he should be able to have a makshava from shechita to zrika. If by chutz limkomo a makshava and shechita doesn't work at all, yet a machshava shechita about zrika does work, then the case of lo lishma, where a machshava about the shechita is impactful, then certainly machshava during shechita for zrika should be impactful. Matki v'la Rav Ashi, ma lo chutz limkomo shekein noheg b'chol hazvachim. Wait a minute. Chutz limkomo has impact by any korban. The psula pigul, both by chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo, has impact no matter what korban you're bringing. Tomar b'shelo lishmo, she'enu heg, ela b'pesach v'chatat. Lo Lishmo is only relevant by the Pesach and the Chatat. The truth is, it's relevant by other korbanot, but it does not posel them. It just ruins it for the Baalim, but they're still korbanot ksherim. On the other hand, by Pesach Chatat, it makes them into psulim. So here, it's limited in its scope. So who says you can extrapolate from Chutzlin Komo to Lo Lishmo, when Chutzlin Komo has a broader swath of korbanot, which it affects? El Omer Ravashi Yochi Kamar. Here is the Kal V'Chomer that is in support of Rabbi Yochanan's position. In a case where a person checks the korban for another person, this is what we have otherwise known as shinui balim. So you did the shkita for the intent, not of the party who's bringing it, for another party, kasher. That is because we learned earlier in the Masechta, shinui balim only has impact when you think about zrika. Because zrikat adam is the ikar kapara, and that's where the owner of the korban matters. When you're getting the kapara, the ikar part of the korban. So if you have a makshava during shkita to bring it for someone else, that shinu balim shkita has no impact. Zrok damo, shleim ploni pasul. The other hand, if you do the shkita with the intent of bringing the korban or doing the zrikat adam for someone else, then it is impactful. Meaning that you can have the makshava of shinu balim in shkita about the zrikah. And that's what we noted earlier in the Gemara, that the difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim is that Shinui Kodesh applies to all four Avodot. Every one of the Avodot, if you have a Machshava, Shelo Lishmo, Shinui Kodesh, that can ruin the Korban. On the other hand, by Shinui Balim, even though you can have the Machshava in any one of the four Avodot, it only is if you have the Machshava during that Avodah for Zrikat Adam. Can't be in of itself, it isn't Posel. It's only if you have, during the Zman of Shkita, Kabbalah, Holacha, you had in mind to do the Zrikat Adam for someone else, that's when Shinui Balim works. So over there you can see that there's Makshava Me'avodah Le'avodah by Shinui Balim. Makom Shinui Amar Reni Shochet Shalo Lishmon Shehu Pasul. In the case where you do Shkita Shalo Lishmo, that is Pasul. Shachanato Amanat Zog Daman Shalo Lishman En Udin Shehu Pasul. And certainly in the case where you're having a Makshava from Shkita to Zrika, that should be impactful and should be posel the korban. So what we're saying now is that you have a kal v'chomer from shinu balim to shinu kodesh. By shinu balim, you cannot be posel the avoda that you're working in, because the shinu balim in that avoda is not impactful. Yet, when your time is shkita, if you have in mind to do zrikat adam for someone else, that will ruin the korban. That is shinu balim during shkita. So it's here by lo lishmo, where if you have a mind lo lishmo in shkita, it's posel. And certainly, when you have in mind during Shkita for Zrika, it should also be Posel. And that's supportive of Rabbi Yochanan's view that you can have me makshava me avoda, the avoda for lo lishmo. And here you see it from this Kal V'Chomer from Shinui Balim. Now Tosfot says, based on what we saw earlier in the Gemara, don't we know that you can have something that's mochiach that's not true, which is the Korban HaPesach. The Korban HaPesach, if you have in mind to shecht it, l'shlo l'shem ochlim, not for the parties who can eat it during Shkita, you're posel the korban. Yet on the other hand, if you shech the korban, lo l'shem ochlim bezrikat adam, that has no impact at all. So you see, sometimes a machshava has impact during Shkita, but yet if you have in mind during Shkita for the zrika, it will have no impact. So why don't we use that as a proof to the fact that it's not necessarily true what's being said here? Just because it's posel by Shkita doesn't mean it should be posel by Shkita for Zrika. Zeish Lamar, Golo Domi. You can't compare it to the Korban HaPesach. The Hotom, the Zarek Katzmo, Shalo Shem Ochlim, Kasher. There, if you did the Zrika Dadam, Shalo Shem Ochlim, it would be Kasher. As opposed to here, where you do the Loli Shmo by Shkita, it would be problematic. You do the Loli Shmo by Zrika, it would also be problematic. So then certainly, when you do the Loli Shmo during Shkita for Zrika, it should be Pasel. As opposed to the Korban HaPesach, where you did it, Shalo Shem Ochlim, during Shkita, it would be impactful. If you did it during Zrika, it would not be impactful. That's why by Shkita, you can't have in mind to do it during Zrika. In that the Zrika Tadam is not impacted by that Makshava. So then during Shkita, you can't have in mind to do the Zrika with that in mind, because it doesn't have any impact on Zrika at all. So therefore, he says that's not a disproof to what we're seeing over here. Now, Rabbi Yilal, the Suya, the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yilal brought something to be a proof to Reish Lakish. Lo tomar bezrika. You shouldn't write by the case of Zrika that Lo Lishmo is posel. And you learn it out of a Kal V'Chomer and a Me'atzad. Mishchita v'Kabbalah. So you would say that I want to learn from Shchita to Zrika We said you can't do that because shechita is something that has impact by Pesach, but you can do l'shem lo shem ochlim. So that's a chumrah associated. So you can't learn directly to srikat adam. So I bring in kabbalat adam that does not have that chumrah. And since now it doesn't have that chumrah, by a matzad I can say I'll learn out srika from shechita v'kabbalah. Now the Gemara rejected that earlier because shechita and kabbalah have a common denominator that does not appear by zrika. And that is, shechita v'kabbalah both have to be done in the tzafon, as opposed to zrikat adam, which can be done anywhere on the mizbeach. As well as the fact that shechita v'kabbalah have impact by chatot pnimiyot, by the korbanot that are brought into the echal, but zrikat adam has no impact by those that are brought inside, because it's not put on the mizbeach chitzon. They do a matan dam inside the echal, they don't do any zrika on the mizbeach. So from that reason, we said there's a common denominator between shechita and kabbalah, that doesn't allow you to learn to zrika. And that is what Tosafot says, is bothered immensely by why the Gemara doesn't do that. He says, Tema, amai lo parich, shekein tunat tzafon, v'yeshnan b'chateot p'nimiyot. Why don't they give those reasons to say that this kavachomer just doesn't work? But he says, this kavachomer seems to be mufrach from its outset. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, v'teite b'kavachomer b'naya, mishkita b'kabbalah, l'mai hilchoto kodav rachmana. So then why did the Torah write Zrika if you could have learned it out of a Kavachomer and a Matzad? Lomar, dey makshavin mi avoda le avoda. To teach you that you can't have makshavah from one avoda to another avoda. In essence, what Rabbi Yilo is saying is the extraneous writing in the Torah of Zrikat Adam, that makshavah is posel over there, that is written to tell you that only in Zrika is it posel. Nowhere else is it going to be posel by Zrika. You can't have a makshavah during Shkita for Zrika. Because it was unnecessary to write Lo Lishmo by Zrika, you could have learned it out of Shechita and Kabbalah. The fact that they didn't do that, and the Torah went out of its way to write it, even though you could have learned it, it's coming to teach you an extra din. That extra din is, you can't have Makshava Me'avoda Le'avoda, Matki Flora Papa, V'dilma D'Mechshavin Me'avoda Le'avoda. Wait a minute, maybe it's written there to tell you that you can have a Makshava Me'avoda Le'avoda. How do you know what the reason the Zrika was written for? You're telling me that it's extraneous, because you could have learned it out of Shechita and Kabbalah. So now the Torah wrote it. The Torah wrote it for what reason? It could have written it to tell you that there is no Makshava from Avodah Le'Avodah, but also could have written it to tell you there is Makshava from Avodah Le'Avodah. How do you know which one it is? So when it says, Imkein Lishto Krami, Nei, Miteite Mi Kabbachomer, the Ravashi. If that was the case, then the Torah shouldn't have mentioned it at all, and the Kabbachomer Ravashi would have taught us that din, which is that Ravashi says you can learn out from Shinu Balan to Shinu Kodesh, and then you would have known that you can have makshava me'avoda le'avoda. The pasuk doesn't need to tell you something you can learn from a kal v'chomer. So based on that, what you see now is that Rabbi Yilo is suggesting the writing of Zrika comes to tell you that Ravashi is kal v'chomer, even though it would be true, the pasuk is telling you don't pay attention to it. The fact that it wrote Zrikat Adam is to teach you, don't focus on that kal v'chomer Ravashi, because that's not correct. Because you cannot have machshava me'avoda le'avoda, and that's demonstrated by the fact that the Torah went out of its way to write to the Olgi Shmo, vice rikas pasul, even though it could have learned it out of a kal v'chomer. Vidach, those in defense of Rabbi Yochanan, what were they going to say? Parich chachi, they're going to ask this. Malahanach, shekein tunat tzafon, v'yeshnan b'chatot pnimiyot. The exact question that the Baal Tosafot said before should have upended this from the outset, which is that Shechita and Kabbalah have a common denominator between them, which is they need tzafon, and they are relevant by chatot pnimiyot. V'idach, those that side with shlokish are going to say, hashta mi'a b'shlamim kaiminon. Right now, we're talking about a shlamim, meaning that the core limud of lo lishmo comes out of a shlamim, and within the world of shlamim, tzafon and chatot pnimiyot are not relevant. Idmar, where it says, shokta lishma l'zoktamash lo lishma, the case that we started out on the Gemara today with, which is that you do, during Shechita, you did it Lishma, but then you had in mind to do the Zrika, Shalom Lishma, what's the din? Rav Nachman Amar Psula, Rav Nachman, like Rav Yochanan says it's Psula, Rabba Amar Kshera, and Rabba said it was Kshera, V'hodr Be Rabba, the Gabi Rav Nachman. So Rabba, who seemingly held like Reish Lakish, retracted his position, because Mikavachomer de Ravashi, because the Kavachomer of Ravashi seems to support Rav Yochanan, and the logic then supports Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion that you can't have makshava me'avoda le'avoda. And since we have a kavachomer that supports this idea, he backed away and agreed with Rabbi Nachman. And now you have Rabba and Rabbi Nachman agreeing with the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Right, now we move back to our Mishnah. You remember in our Mishnah, we said that with regards to a machshava shelo lishmo, it impacts on a chatat and a pesach. That is what it's posel. For everything else, korban is kasher below alu lebalim. Rabbi Eliezer came along and said it should be the same thing by an asham. An asham should have the same din as a chatat, and lo lishmo by an asham should be posel. So that's what we're discussing now. Rabbi Zemer haf hasham, tanya. Now the Gemara is going to bring the logic of Rabbi Eliezer's position, and it's going to go through a number of iterations. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, chatat ba'al achet, v'sham ba'al achet. Just like a chatat comes to rectify or bring kapara for a chet, so too, that's what the purpose of an asham is. Ma chatat shlo lishma psula, af asham shlo lishmo psula. Just like a chatat that's lo lishma is problematic, so too an asham that is done lo lishmo should be problematic. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua representing the view of the Tanakama, the Chachamim, in the Mishnah, answers Rabbi Eliezer by the following. Lo imamart bechatat, shekein dama lamalo. Chatat has a unique aspect to it, which is that the dam of the chatat is placed on the upper part of the Mizbeach. So here you have a chuta sikra, which is a little red line that goes around the Mizbeach, that cuts the Mizbeach in half. It's at the halfway point of the Mizbeach. There are five amot below it, and five amot above it. With regards to all the korbanot that are brought in the Mikdash, the matan dam is done below the chuta sikra, has been done under the chuta sikra. There are two exceptions to that. One of them is a chatat behema. Chatat behema is brought up, and it's sprinkled on the karnot ha-mizbeach, on the upper part of the mizbeach. And the other one is olat ha'of. The olat ha'of, because of a hekesh between the malika and the haktara, it tells us that the mitzvah adam is done above the chuta sikra. It's slightly different than the chatat. The chatat has to be done on the karnot, whereas the olat ha'of just has to be done above the chuta sikra. What he's saying to him is that a chatat has a unique aspect to it, by which maybe you can't extrapolate to an asham. The chatat, its dam, or the matan dam, is placed above the chuta sikra. The asham is done below the chuta sikra. So how can you learn something from a chatat to an asham? Amalo Rabbi Lezer, Pesach Yochiach. What about the Korban HaPesach? Shedamo lamato, b'shachato shelo lishmo pasul. The Korban HaPesach, the dam, is done below the chuta sikra. You only need a matana achat. Keneged ha-yisod, has to be anywhere where there's a yisod on the Mizbeach. Then you do a matan dam, below the chuta sikra. And yet, we saw, shelo lishmo by Pesach is posel. So you see that that's not the relevant factor that makes it posel. Because if it was all about being the dam above the chuta sikra, then a korban Pesach shouldn't have been posel, shelo lishmo. The fact that a Pesach is posel, shelo lishmo, shows you it's irrelevant where you put the dam on the Mizbeach. And given that, I should be able to extrapolate from chatat to asham. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, Mala Pesach, Shekein Zmano Kavua. Pesach's different because it has a fixed time when you bring it. As opposed to a Chatat Hashem, which can be brought at any time, or any time you need to bring them, then that should be maybe different. And how do you learn from Pesach to Hashem? Amalo Rabbi Lezer, Chatat Tochiach. He says, well, the Chatat will prove to you that even though you don't bring it at a fixed time, it can be Shalom Lishmo. So what he's telling him is, here are factors that would make it that you wouldn't want to learn Hashem from each of these items. You want to learn Hashem from Pesach, because Pesach is Zmano Kavua, which make it maybe more Chamor, and therefore you can't learn to Hashem. Chatat has Dam above the Chuta Sikra, and maybe that's a Chumra that makes that it's low, Lishma, is impactful, where Hashem, it's not impactful. And each time Rabbi Eliezer says the other one will be Mochiach, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Chozreini Chalila. You're going in a circle. We're doing circular logic here, because you're telling me about the Chatat to the Hashem and saying, oh, it fails. Then you tell me Pesach to the Hashem, and they say it failed. Each time you give me an answer about the other one, that's circular. What you should end up with here, which the Braita does not, and the Gemara will ask about it, is a Matzad. It should be able to, between the two of them, learn this din. And that's the Gemara will ask later on, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer say to him, B'matzad? Chazar Rabbi Eliezer, v'dan din acher. So Rabbi Eliezer dropped that line of thinking and went down a different path. Chatat ne'mar ba'hi. The chatat has the word he by it. Now the truth is that the word he does not appear. They're quoting from the Seir Nasi, but the Seir Nasi, it says chatat hu. So the word is hu. The reason that they're using the word he is because it's a chatat, which is nikeva. So they're saying chatat he. But in the psukim, which they're seemingly quoting, which Rashi says from Seir Nasi, the word chatat hu appears, the word chatat he does not appear. But nevertheless, the word hu or he appears there.
He lishma shira shlo lishma psula. That alone requires lishma, and if it's done shlo lishma, it's psula. But anything else would be kasher. Pesach nemar bo who? By Pesach it says who? Zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. So there hu lishmo kasher. It done lishmo would be kasher. Shlo lishmo pasul. And if it's done lo lishmo, it'd be pasul. But everything else would be kasher. Af asham nemar bo hu. The word who also appears by the Asham, we already noted before, which is found in Vayikra Zayin Pasuk Hey, Viktiro Tama Kwenam Zbecha Yishel Hashem, Asham who. So you see the who appears there. Hu lishmo kasher, shalo lishmo pasul. Based on the limud of he and who, or who also appears by Asham. So it should be kasher lishmo, pasul shalo lishmo, and everything else would be kasher. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, Chatat nemer bahi bishchita. That's why I skipped the word bishchita before and the word bizvicha before, because the answer of Rabbi Yeshua seems to be around, revolve around the shchita and zvicha, and therefore the Shittim Gemetzah takes them out in the earlier part of the claim of Rabbi Eliezer, because it really is from Rabbi Yeshua's claim over here, which is the he that appears by the chatat is in the process of shchita. He lishma kshira, shlo lishma psula. Pesach nemer bo hu bizvicha. It appears by Zevach Pesach Hula Hashem. It appears by the Shkita, the word who. So who lishmo kasher, shlo lishmo pasul. Aval Hashem lo nemar bo hu, elo lachar haktarat emurim. I just read you the pasuk. It says, V'yiktiro otam hakohenim mizbecha yishel Hashem, Hashem hu. The who there appears after you've already put the emurim on the mizbeach. That means you're post-zrikat adam, you're post-shkita, you're post-everything. Yep, we had this back on Hey Amud Bet, Vav Amud Bet. The Gemara brought this a number of times already. Which is, who atzmo, shlo to emurim, kasher. And in itself, even if the emurim don't end up on the zbeach, the korban is kasher, because you already did shkita and zrikat adam. Zrikat adam gets you the ikar kapara. Daktar emurim is like a cherry on top. But if you don't do it, it's not posel the korban. So how can you say the who that is found by the daktar emurim is going to be governing in terms of making the korban kasher or not, whether you do it lishmo or not? What do you mean? If you don't do the emurim at all, they're going to be kasher. So certainly if you don't low lishmo, it's not going to have any impact over here. And therefore you can't prove anything from the who over there. All right. So now we move on to a new line of thinking. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Hari Omer, kachatat ka'asham. Machatat shalo lishmo pasul. Afasham shalo lishmo pasul. So we have here a hekesh between chatat and asham. And that hekesh between chatat and asham tells you just like lo lishma impacts the chatat, lo lishmo should impact on the asham. Where this is quoted from is interesting. The Bali at Tosafot say, basham mitzorah k'tiv. He quotes it from the asham mitzorah. But if you look in asham mitzorah, in Vayikra Yudalit, it says over there, kachatat ha-asham, not kachatat ka-asham. So that means that what Tosafot is quoting doesn't seem to be the right source. But rather, the source is from Vayikra Vav in Parshat Tzav, where it says there, Lo te'afeh chameitz, chalkam natati otam ishai, kodesh kodeshim hi, kachatat v'cha'asham. So that's a quote from the Menachot, that is saying that the Menachot are kodesh kodeshim, similar to the kachatat and the asham. And that's likely where the quote is from. But the quote is a hekesh. So once you have a hekesh, all logic drops. So until now, Rabbi Lez was bringing logical arguments. Logical arguments you can undermine. On the other hand, when you bring a hekesh, logic is no longer dictating. It is the pasuk is telling you that the juxtaposition of these two words makes it that we're making a correlation between them, irrespective of the logic of making that connection. So now, once you have the hekesh, that hekesh is going to teach you that just like a chatam is pasul shalo lishma, so too an asham is going to be pasul shalo lishma. Now, the chachamim or Rabbi Yeshua don't fundamentally disagree with the hekesh. They just say the hekesh is for something else, for other things that we need to learn between a chatat and asham. It's just not going to be about lo lishma and lo lishmo. And we'll have to understand why they don't do that. The likely reason why they don't accept it here is because of what we're going to see with regards to the chatat, that it says v'shachat ota. And ota is a miut. Ota shlo lishma is psula. Nothing else shlo lishmo is pasul. And that miut says that even though there is a hekesh, there is a miut that says don't learn the hekesh with regards to this matter. The same reason the Bali Tosfot say you could have learned that at Gzeira Shava between Hashem and Korbanot Oloi V'Yorei, Tumat Mikdash V'Kodoshav, actually, which is something we actually did in the Gemara in Shavuot, that there is a Gzereshava Abono Abono between them. And from that you could have learned that Lo Lishma should be impactful by the Hashem. Why didn't we learn the Gzereshava? Because Gzereshava you can't learn the Mechza and should have overridden. The answer is, the same reason you're going to block the Hekesh over here, you're going to block the Gzereshava because of Shachat Ota. Ota tells you that this is an exclusive din by the Korban Chatat that doesn't have application. And therefore the Gzereshava is not going to be learned for that purpose. And so just like the Hekesh could be undermined by that, so too can the Gzereshava. So Amar Mar, now we're going back to discuss the Braita. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Chozrani Chalila, that you're spinning me around in circular logic. Lemahadar Dina, the light to be Matzad. Why doesn't Rabbi Elizabeth just say to him, we'll do the Matzad between Chatat and Pesach? We'll learn it out from there. Rashi explains the Matzad over here would be that Pesach v'Chatat Nechalim, since the Pesach and Chatat are both Eden, Apani Avi Hashem, that is Eden. So the Matzad would be that just like a Pesach and a Chatat are korbanot that you eat, and they have a psul of Lo Lishmo, so that would have application also by the Hashem. As opposed to an Olah, where it's not Eden, that would be excluded. And in addition, the Pesach and the Chatat are only Eden, the Yom V'Laila, their Kodshei Kodashim, which again would include an Hashem, but that would exclude Shlamim, or any Korban that is Kodshim Kalim, because that would be excluded from the Matzad. So the common denominator between Chatat and Pesach is they're Kodshei Kodashim in the sense that they're Eden Liyom V'Laila, and they have a common denominator that they are Eden. That would exclude an Olah, that would exclude a Shlamim, and would include an Asham, which is the only one that has that common denominator associated with them, and that would be the Matzad to teach you only Asham, Lo Lishmo is Pasul, but Shlamim, Olah, would then be fine and would not be subject to the Lo Lishmo that it derives from the Matzad of the Chatat and the Pesach. And you can see that in Rashi, where Rashi says, the Pesach Chatat, Nechalim, the Yom V'Laila, Apani Avi Hashem. Mishum D'ikah L'Mifrach, Ma L'Tzad HaShaveh Sheben, Shekei V'Yeshvehem Tzad Karet. They have a common denominator between them, which is that they both have a Karet associated with them. A normal Chatat is brought over something that if you did it with Mezid, you'd be Chayav Karet. When you do it unintentionally, you bring a Chatat. A Korban of Pesach, if someone is Tahor and was not far away from the Mikdash during Pesach Rishon, they're Chayav Karet for not bringing a Korban of Pesach. So both of them involve Karet. Maybe that Chumrah is what makes them Lo Lishma or Lo Lishmo Pasul. By Hashem, you don't have that. Hashemot are not brought by Dine Karet. Now, Tosfo points out that even though we do have an Hashem that comes for Karet, then that's an Hashem Taloi. Because an Hashem Taloi comes anywhere there is a Chatat when you have a Safek. Nevertheless, the Baitos would say you can't prove anything from that or bring the Hashem into the world of Chatat because an Hashem Taloi doesn't function the same way that a Chatat and an Hashem work. A Chatat and a Hashem are coming for Kapara. On the other hand, a Hashem Taloi is just a suspended sentence. It protects you until you figure out what you need to do, if you need to bring a Chatat or not. But it's not a Kapara, it's just a Magain. And for that reason, a Hashem Taloi is not the same as a Chatat and a Hashem that are coming for Kapara. And that won't undermine the Me'atzad that says they both have a Tzad Karet, which would be exclusive to Pesach and Chatat and not relevant by the case of Hashem. Though the Baalei Tosafot will point out that they could have answered that the Matzad between a Chatat and a Pesach is that Shekein Bayim Ben Tzibur. That they come Ben Tzibur as opposed to an Hashem which does not come Ben Tzibur. Now that is somewhat controversial. It's true that an Hashem doesn't come Ben Tzibur. It is true that a Chatat comes Ben Tzibur, but a Pesach, it's questionable whether it comes Ben Tzibur. The Gemara calls it in the end a Korban Tzibur, but it calls it a Korban Tzibur, not because it's brought by all the Tzibur together, but because so many Yuchidim bring the Korban Pesach at the same time, it has a status like a Korban Tzibur. But that doesn't literally mean that it is a Korban Tzibur, and therefore you could have negated this statement of the Baalei Tosafot, that the common denominator between a Chatat and a Pesach is Tzibur, versus Hashem, because maybe the Pesach itself also is not Bab, it's Tzibur, the way that we think of Tzibur, meaning the whole Tzibur brings a single Korban. Although, as Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, the Gemara itself will use that on Yud Gimel Lam Aleph, and then Rashi will bring exactly that, that it's classified as a Korban Tzibur, even though it's brought by Yechidim. And so you see, the Gemara is willing to accept the concept that there is this common denominator between a Chatat and a Pesach of being Bitzibur, as opposed to an Hashem, which is not brought Bitzibur. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yoshua, Lo Imamart B'Chatat, Shekein Damalamalo, So Rabbi Yeshua questioned Rabbi Eliezer, learning out from Chatat to Asham, because Chatat has a Chumrah that the blood is done above the Chuta Sikra. Wait a minute. The Chatat also has a different Chumrah associated with it, which is there's certain Chataot called the Chataot of Pnimiyot. Not all Chataot are brought on the Mizbeach Chitzon. Some Chataot are brought Bifnim. So you see that there's a Chumrah in Chatat that cannot apply to Hashem. So why doesn't he undermine it with that? So he says, B'chatot ha-chitzonot kamrinan. That's because the discussion is not about a chatat pnimit. The discussion is about a chatat chitzona. And from a chatat chitzona, I should be able to learn to an Hashem chitzon. Because there are only Hashemot chitzonot. So why doesn't Rabbi Yoshua undermine it for this reason? She'im nichnas nivdama lifnai v'lifnim epsula. Which is that if you take the dam of a chatat pnima, the pasuk says that kol chatat shrek v'dama pnima, any chatat whose blood is taken into the echal, nisrepet. The korban is nisraf. Now the truth is, the pashtura pasuk is that any chatat that belongs inside, if you take it inside, it is burnt, because that's true. The seir and par of Yom HaKippurim that are brought into the echal, they are burnt. The par of Dover Shel Tzibor, the par Koi Mashiach whose dam is brought in, they are burnt. So really, that's the pashtura pasuk. But Chazal also learned it to mean that any chatat whose blood is brought into the echal, even when it's not supposed to be brought into the echal, that korban is burnt. So you see, there's a chumrah by the chatat that doesn't exist by the asham. So the answer is that ilei Rabbi Eliezer af asham. Rabbi Eliezer believes that an asham whose dam is taken into the echal will have the same din as a chatat whose blood is taken into the echal, likely because of the hekesh. The hekesh between chatat and asham, since the asham has the same din as a chatat. So why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say shekei mechaperet al chavei great tot? That when it comes to a chatat is mechaper on something that otherwise would be chayve kretot. So how can you learn from a chatat to an asham? An asham doesn't come on chayve kretot, yet a chatat is coming on chayve kretot. Because mechatat tishmiat kol. Because you have by the korban olev yored, by shvat eidut is only a lav. And despite that fact, you bring a chatat. So we see that you have chataot, by which there is no chiyub karet, and yet they're still called a chatat. So it's not all chataot that are coming about karet, only majority of them come that way, but we find some chatat that doesn't, and yet the chatat of Shmiat Kol has a din of lo lishma, so that can't be the chumrah. So you can't say that it's associated with that karet. And even though you could have answered that, as the Baal HaTos point out, v'lecha lemifrak ma l'shem chatat shekein karet, that within the world of chatat, there is karet, which is just not true by Hashem. You're right, you have one exception over there of Shmiat Kol and Bitui Sfataim, but even within the Korban Olevi Oreid, you have Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav that has karet. Baal HaTos would say over there that you do not undermine it in that way, because there's a difference between a matzad from two limudim and a limud that's a direct limud from one to the other. Over here, you're trying to learn from a chatat to an Hashem, and you're trying to undermine it. So when you come to undermine it, you have to have a solid reason to undermine it when you're going from one to one. You can't just throw out anything there and say, oh, that's true by the chatat. So just because there are chataot that have karet, but there are also chataot that don't have karet, and that's not enough to undermine it. Had it been by a matzad, where you have both like a pesach and a chatat when you're bringing them together, then it's enough to say karet and say that it undermines, even though there are some korbanot that don't have karet to them. The Tosfot says that this is a fundamental concept within the logic of when you're learning from one to another, you need a solid reason to undermine it. If you're learning from a bad mad side, which means the common denominator, any little thing will undermine in that case, and therefore you have more latitude in what you say in terms of what can ruin it. So in the case before, we said the Pesach and the Chatat are both tzad karet, even though there are some chatot that don't have a tzad karet to them, that's enough to undermine a mad side. But when you're learning directly from Chatat to Hashem, to say that the majority of chatot have a tzad karet to them, that's not enough to undermine it, as opposed to the case of the matzad. Shukain tuna arba matanot. Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say to Rabbi Eliezer that you can't learn from a chatat to asham because the chatat requires four matanot dam, as opposed to the asham that only requires shtayim shehein arba? So that'll be a chumrah. Maybe you can't learn from that. Ki Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Eliezer will hold like Rabbi Yishmael, damar, kol adamim tuna arba matanot. All dam that is placed on the Mizbeach requires four matanot on the Mizbeach. So the korban chatat will require 4 matanot on the top of the mizbeach, and the korban hasham will require, instead of shtayim shen arba, which means that you throw the blood on the 2 corners and then it splashes in both directions, and that's how you get all 4 sides of the mizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel requires that you actually throw the blood to each side. Now, he doesn't require you to walk around and do that. He says, even at the corner, you can stand, like in the case of Shtayim Shen Arba, in the southwestern corner and the northeastern corner, but you have to make sure you put on the east and the north. You have to make sure you put on the south and the west separately. You can't put them together. So you ask someone, like Rabbi Shmuel, says there are Arba Matanot, even by Hashem. So that's not a Chumrah. So he says, well, if you want to keep going down this path, Haika Etzba, Haika Karen, Haika Chuda. Wait a minute, by the Korban Chatat, you have other requirements. First of all, that has to be done through a Matan Etzba, that the Dam, the Kohen, puts his finger into the blood, and then does a Matan Dam on the Karen. By the other Korbanot, you do Zrika straight out of the utensil. You just throw the blood, spill the blood towards the Mizbeach. You don't do it with an Etzba. By the Korban Chatat, you're required to put it, it's a Machloket, where you have to put it, either Karen or Chuda. You have to put it either on the Karen Amizbeach, literally the Karen Amizbeach, which means the piece that protrudes at the top of the Mizbeach on the 4 Karnot, you have to do the Matandam on the Karen itself. Or, according to the other opinion, you have to do it at the Chuda, on the Karen, but on the upper part. But here you have extra things you have to do by a Chatat, even if you believe, like Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to do on 4 sides. Nevertheless, it doesn't have all these other requirements. Elechad mitreu tlatame nokot. Rabbi Shmuel gave 1 Chumrah by a Chatat, but there are many other chumrot by the chatat that could have undermined this kal v'chomer of saying, if it's true by the chatat, it should also be true by the Hashem. He said a chatat has damim lamalo, and the Hashem has damim lamata. So then you could have used other ideas that we mentioned here. Some of them could have been undermined, some of them wouldn't have been undermined, but he just gave 1 example of how a chatat is different than Hashem. And that way you can't extrapolate from a chatat to an Hashem. Now, Rabbi Yeshua had said to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't learn from Chatat to Hasham, because Chatat has the Damim Lamalo, and Hasham has Damim Lamato. So, Lemele Rabbi Eliezer, Hasham Nami Damo Lamalo. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer, through the Hekesh that he has, of Kachatat Kasham, say that an Hasham also has its Damim Lamalo, and then he won't have an undermining of his principle? Why is he so certain that the Hashem's dam is the matar? Why does Rabbi Eliezer acquiesce to that statement of Rabbi Yeshua? Amar Abaye, Hashem damo lamalo, lo matzi damart. Can't make such a claim that the Hashem also has its blood above. Kal v'chomer, me ola. Ma ola shi kalil. An ola that goes totally on the Mizbeach. Dama lamato. The dam is put on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Hashem sheinu kalil, lo kol shekein. Hashem, which is eaten by the Kohanim, the zichrei kuna. Certainly, its blood should go below the Chutei Sikra. Mal olash keinena mechaperet. Wait a minute, an olah is not brought for kapara. So maybe you can't extrapolate from that. Chatat ha'ov tochiach. A chatat ha'ov, which is for kapara, placed below the Chutei Sikra. Yet, mal chatat ha'ov shekeinena min zevach. Wait a minute, a chatat ha'ov is not a type of animal korban, it's an ov. Olah tochiach. The olah will be tochiach. Lori zekereze, lori zekereze. Neither of them have the same chumrot. The common denominator between chatat ha'ov and an olah is shein kodshei kodashim. They're both classified as kodshei kodashim. V'daman lamata, and their dam is put below the chut ha'sikra. Apani avi hasham shu kodesh kodashim. So do an hasham which is kodesh kodashim. V'damo lamata, its blood should be put below the chut ha'sikra. And for that reason, you can't say the hasham has its dam lamala. Amalei rova mi parzakayo the ravashi. Velifroch, you can undermine this Sada Shavit. Marat Sada Shavishven, Shkenin Lehem Kitzva. Neither an Olah nor a Chatat Oath have any budgetary requirement with regards to buying the Korban. Whatever the price is, how low or how high, doesn't matter, you can bring the Korban. Tomar Basham Sheishlo Kitzva. Another hand, an Hashem has to be Shtei Shekalim. The Torah says, gives you a price, a budget for what the cost of the Hashem should be. So maybe that's a Chumar Basham that you can't then learn Hashem from Olah and Chatat Ha'ov. Elohainu Taima de Rabbi Eliezer. This is the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer. Damakra, HaKohen HaMechate Ota, Ota the Dama Lamalo, Vein Damo Shel Acher Lamalo. The reason Rabbi Eliezer can't say that the Dama Hashem should go above the Chut HaSikra is because you have a miut by the case of Chatat. It says a kohen amachate ota, ota dama lamalo, only a chatat has its dam above, vein damo shalacher lamalo.
It says, I hoche chatat nami neima ota lishma kshira, shalo lishma psula.
If that's the case, you should say from a chatat, that ota, that miut that he's using in terms of the zrikat adam, of the placement of the dam in the mizbeach, to tell you that's exclusive to a chatat, why don't you say the same thing with regards to the ota by the chatat, that it says v'shachat ota. Only the chatat has a problem, shlo lishma, and the other zebach with harshra zvachim, ben lishma, ben shlo lishma, ksherim. Only the chatat has a problem of lishma's ksheira, lo lishma's psula, and the other korban would be irrelevant. Ha'ota lav davka. That ota there is not exclusive. Da'ashir pesach. You know, even though the word ota there is used, that it says v'shachat ota, and ota is a miut, ota shalo lishma is psula, nothing else shalo lishma is pasul. When it comes to ota, if you're going to say that lishma is exclusive, then you should have said according to Pesach is excluded. But that's not true. We know that the Pesach is left out. And even though it says ota, you left out the Pesach. Hachanami lav davko. So say the same thing over here with regards to the dam. Just like by the case of lo lishma, it left something out, so to say by the dam, it left something out. And that's the dam of the chatat is the mala, and the asham too. Just like by lishma, where you're saying it's exclusive, and it's not really exclusive because the pesach's included. So say the same thing with regards to the dam asham. Just like it says the chatat is exclusively above, maybe that includes the asham should be above also, because we leave things out. Da shiro latov. So wait a minute, because there is something left out there, which is that the, I told you before, there are two korbanot that have their dam lamala. One is the chatat behema, the other one is the ulat ha'of, which has a head case between the haktara and the milika, that tells you that the dam goes lamala michuta sikra. So you see that it's not an exclusive term, and maybe Hashem should be included. Bizvicha mi'alo shir midei. Wait a minute. Regards to matan dam, nothing was left out with regards to animals that are brought in mizbeach. Only an ulat ha'of was left out. But animals, the only thing that has dam lamala is a chatat, and that is an exclusive term, and that's why you can't include an Hashem to be above, even if you have a hekesh with the asham. By the case of lo lishma, you want to say ota is exclusive, and therefore you can't extrapolate from lo lishma of chatat to anything else. It's just not true. We know there's an exception, which is Pesach, also has that. So therefore it's not exclusive, and there I can add in asham and say asham's also. Lo lishma will be problematic. So Gemara says, vi bai tema, another way to eliminate the problem is, hamani rabbi lozer bi rabbi shimoni, that is author by rabbi lozer bi rabbi shimon, damar, Hai makom lechud, vai makom lechud, which says that the chatat beima and the olat ha'of, even though they're both above the chuta sikra, they're not in the same location. Because chatat beima, as we said before, has to be put on the kornot of mizbeach, whereas the olat ha'of has to be anywhere above the chuta sikra. It doesn't matter where you put it. You can even actually do it where the kohen is walking on the soveiv, which is an ama above the chuta sikra, and he can lean down below his feet and put it on there because he's still above the chuta sikra. So since each one is independent, you can't question from one to the other. When it says the chatat is the only one, it is the only one, even including olat ha'of, which is above a chutei sikra, it's not in the same place as the chatat. And therefore, if you're going to try to put the asham in it through the hekesh and say it has dam lamala, that you can't do because it says chatat only. Nothing else has dam where the chatat is placed. The tanya, damim ha'tachtonim nitanim b'chutei sikra lamato. The damim ha'tachtonim can be placed from the middle line and below. Ve'elyonim b'chutei sikra lamalo. And the ones that are above the chuta sikra are put from that middle point upwards. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, b'med dvarim amurim b'olat ha'of. That's true b'olat ha'of. Above a chatat be'ema. Yes, it has to be above the chuta sikra, but not only that. He atzmain in asela gufash of keren. You have to do that exactly on the keren. It's not enough to be above the chuta sikra. So there is an exclusive and specific place where you do the chatat be'ema. That means when it says ota, it's an exclusive term. It says only chatat be'ema. Nothing else has anything like that. And therefore you can't come along and say, oh, Hashem will also have dama milamalo. No, because it says ota. Ota means only the chatat be'ema has this. Nothing else has this. Olat ha'of doesn't even have it. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, so that ha'of, even though it's above the chutei sikra, it's not in the same place as the chatat be'ema. So therefore Rabbi Eliezer can't say, kachatat kasham, oh, put the dam of the Hashem also the malo too, because the chatat has a miut that says nothing is like it. Ah, you also have a miut that says ota lishma, and nothing else lishma. That's not an exclusive term, because we know that Pesach is also pasul lishma. And once you have one exception, you can make another exception for the Hashem as well. And Hekesh Chatat Hashem will tell you that the Hashem Shelo Lishmo is also Pasul, despite the miut that you have by the Ota of the Chatat. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots on the bottom of Yud Amud Bet.